You are about to embark on a musical journey with the Manassas Chorale as they take you through over 1,300 years of musical history in the next 15 minutes. So fasten your seatbelts and let's begin. We start by traveling back to the 6th century, and our destination is Rome, Italy, during the time of Gregory the Great. Imagine, if you will, the devout monks filing into a monastery chapel for their daily office, but also imagine that a new melody and words, unlike their usual chant repertoire, have crept into the musical vocabulary. The chorale tenors and basses are prepared to begin our time travel with the first day of Christmas and a partridge in a pear tree. From 6th century Italy, we now flash forward 900 years to 15th century France, where we find the tune flourishing in Burgundy. Join the chorale near the Seine River as they add the second day's gifts, two turtle doves. We continue our musical time travel to 16th century Italy and the delightful sound of Renaissance polyphony, where the melody is tossed about from one voice to another. You'll hear that in just a moment. I'm guessing that Giovanni Pierluigi might have had a hand in this. We know him today by the name of his hometown of Palestrina, rather than by his last name. But if he had been born here in Northern Virginia, we would know him as Giovanni Pierluigi da Manassas. So now the next day of Christmas, three French hens. Italy for now, but move forward another 100 years. It seems obvious that Antonio Vivaldi, a native of Venice, was working with some musical material here that he would later use in his much-beloved Gloria. However, he decided to combine it with the next part of our musical journey, the fourth day of Christmas. Join us now as four calling birds make their appearance. If I tell you this next piece is by Bach, you would certainly think of Johann Sebastian, whose music is played in thousands of churches and concert halls throughout the world every day. But several of Bach's children, and there were many, there were over 20, also wrote music. My guess is that this next stop on our musical journey is closest to the style of Bach's second son, Carl Philipp, whose music was simpler than his father's. We know this style today by the term galant, but you'll know it now as the fifth day of Christmas. 5 gold rings. From Germany, it was an easy commute for our theme to cross the border into Austria, where we can almost hear a Haydn or Mozart deciding how best to write our theme so that the emperor or even a count could be enthralled upon hearing it. But here's the result of Franz's or Wolfgang Amadeus's work, 6 Geese A-Laying. We travel once more, this time to 19th century France, where Camille Saint-Saëns has just completed his Carnival of the Animals. The best known part of that suite is, of course, the swan, which you'll hear played by the cello as the chorale sings. Please imagine a swan, or many swans, gliding gracefully over the water as the singers add the next day's present, 7 swans a-swimming. Join us now in Germany once more to experience a powerful drama drawn from Nordic mythology. Imagine all the work of the composer Richard Wagner, whose Ring Cycle, other well-known operas, and A Wedding March or Two were certainly ringing in lots of German ears. Also, imagine with us that Wagner was looking for a way to signal the arrival of a swarm of Valkyries, while at the same time had this other melody floating around in his head. 8 Maids A-Milking manages to combine both.
Come
Now, back to something calmer and more elegant after that. Back to Austria, where we can imagine ladies in jewels and long, beautiful gowns and gentlemen in white ties and coats with tails as they twirl gracefully under shining crystal chandeliers. The waltz king, Johann Strauss Jr., is about to complete his Emperor Waltz, unaware that Vienna and Virginia are about to meet in this next part of our journey. Nine ladies dancing. The gifts are really starting to pile up now. Now for day 10. We take our cue from an interlude in Ponchielli's opera where the dancers perform his Dance of the Hours. Orchestra and singers, I hope you're ready for 10 Lords a-leaping. Next, a new destination, Russia. Here, Tchaikovsky uses a German fairy tale to help him tell his famous story of nutcrackers who come to life and duel with mouse kings. Enjoy now the 11th day of Christmas as the chorale sopranos and altos give you the rare chance to hear the 11 pipers and the dance of the reed flutes at the same time. Now, the melody finally reached the shores of the United States right after the turn of the 20th century. It may have taken centuries to get here, but as we have discovered, it's proven its versatility over the past 1,300 years, from plain song chant through many musical incarnations. So it remained for an American to compose a foot-tapping patriotic march of all 12 days. And of course, John Philip Sousa was up to the task. Listen now as the chorale shares the final section of our musical journey, 12 drummers drumming, and brings us back home to the U.S. of A.